Hey guys, Canfo.com is officially live now. Go get your official Canfo merch. The first 50 orders will be shipped within 24 hours, so make sure to be one of the first 50. Don't worry, the rest of the orders will be shipped very quickly as well. We wanted to focus on quality, so we worked really hard on this. Go to Canfo.com today to get your order.
Tonight, a daughter is finding the strength to tell her mother's story. Days after that young woman's father was sentenced for murdering her, the victim recording every haunting moment.
I guess she thought he wasn't going to do it.
Now, that's crazy. To have a child and to kill your wife is the most absolute absurd thing. I don't think that nothing gets worse than that, buddy. That's actually insane. Well,
yeah, he should have just divorced her.
We've seen a lot of cases like this.
He would have lost in divorce.
Y'all ain't seen a lot of cases like this, though?
10 years, though, that's pretty good. That's pretty good on his behalf.
I know, like, some people kill themselves and their whole family. They kill their whole family, then kill themselves after that situation.
That's just, like, the most extreme thing.
There was a story recently that came out around the same time this dude came home and shot both his sons.
That's insane.
In front of his daughter, and one of them tried to run and he chased him down.
Killing family members, that is the worst it gets. Oh my gosh, okay.
This has been a controversial situation between a husband and wife. I know you guys have seen this video and seen this footage of this man in his front yard with his wang out and ended up shooting his wife. Now let me put some context on it. Because what bothers me is people always make stuff about race. Oh, the white man, he get to do it, and a black man did it on the south side of Chicago, and he got 45 years. It's like, no, put this in perspective. It's not a black or white thing. It's circumstantial, and it's different laws apply in different states.
And good old Texas.
Context behind this situation where you see this man with the shotgun and his wang out is that allegedly he found out that his wife was cheating on him. According to information that I've read, according to what he said, according to recording in the video, because he said, I hope you believe it's worth it or something like that. So he ended up shooting her multiple times with his shotgun, and she lost her life as a result.
No.
Now, I'd say this.
Life in prison.
I watched the video. Yeah. It's more of the video that's not available to the public, but I've watched the video. Can't play the video here on YouTube because they'll flag it and age restricted. So I'll do a quick review on Tatum Plus just so you can see the video. I'll just do a quick reaction to the video so you can see it. I'll do that on Tatum Plus, but and it's free. We'll do it for free for you. But watching the video, she was antagonizing him. She was antagonizing him. They were arguing. He said he's done. She said she's done. He pulled a hammer out and he pointed at her. She didn't think he was serious. He loaded it back because he didn't have it loaded right. It just indicates how antagonistic is this woman is to this man with a gun in his hand. She's still taunting him. And then she go, do you want to do this on camera? You sure you want to have this on camera? Because, of course, her camera don't blur his thing out. So he's with a gun in his hand with his genitals hanging out. Maybe she thought she was going to use this in court against him, but it didn't turn out that way. I think she thought he wasn't going to do it, and he did it.
He only got 10 years?
He ended up shooting multiple times.
Okay, that's a
problem. Is that confirmed?
That is a problem. He need a life sentence for that.
Life sentence?
Chill, bro.
It's already somebody.
That's a first.
What's already done? What's already done?
I don't think he got sentenced yet.
The sentence or the life?
I'm not going to lie. The 10 years is pretty much a slap on the wrist.
Yeah, he should have got life.
Hold on.
You can't murder somebody.
That means he overkilled too.
But he did it. You could kill someone and get less than 10.
Bro, but look though. It's no way they gave him 10 years, bro.
Look it up.
They couldn't give him 10 years.
How did they come to that, the jury come to that conclusion that quick? If this
they came quick, yeah. That's what I was thinking about too.
This is a severe murder case. Yeah, they couldn't give him 10.
Like some Adams might have said he got some certain things, guys, but I just don't think that it's fully
nothing.
I'm going to keep it 100.
I don't think that's right.
He kept shooting. That was overkill, wasn't it, too? So when he get charged for that as well?
There it is right here. All-female jury sentenced man to 10 years.
How did they?
He got his trial faster than... So why is...
Nah, bro.
That's what a jury is for.
Y'all might say I'm tripping for saying this.
They witness the whole thing. They take a deliberation, deliberate, decide what they should do. They vote. They take it in front of the judge. Yeah. Sentence.
So why N.W. Melly still in jail for his case? And brother, they just got
he's
his
not
case.
Getting out of jail. I don't understand why anyone thought he was getting out of jail. He's not getting out of jail.
Thing. It's the same
it's
thing.
It's not the same thing. He murdered multiple people that rode around in the car with their bodies. That's worse.
They murdered.
Well, this is with this the actual on camera.
There's different tiers to murder.
This all.
Oh, this is
the there's video. Different tiers to murder. So
but like,
what,
I just wonder why they speed his case up though. Like,
let's see what he was charged
I don't know.
With.
I don't know.
I don't understand. Let's that see what he was charged with.
Now you had a right for a speedy trial. That's just like that's your right.
He's not getting out of jail. I think he deserves to be in jail.
No, I'm not saying he's not supposed to be in jail, but like his trial came way faster than what we've seen his. He's still going to doing trial again.
There's the evidence right there. There's video evidence. That's why they took the evidence. They reviewed it. Sent him trial.
Melly's situation is different, guys.
I think they should give him the death penalty.
You know, I don't know the whole situation of either of the situations, but
for him to get 10 years, that's a problem.
He killed his wife.
That's what the jury decided.
I will go to the end of I will go downtown and have a flag and protest and say, give him 10 more. No cap, bro.
Nah, this is crazy, man. Hold on.
He tweeted out.
They said he convinced the jurors that he shot his wife in the heat of the moment.
That's 10 years.
Bro, what state that's was why this? He got what 10 state years. Was this?
It's Texas, bro.
This here. It's in like 20 Harrison County.
It's 20 minutes from here.
No, that's actually unbelievable.
I can see why people, you know.
I believe it, but it's unbelievable.
I cannot believe he got 10 years,
turned out that way. I think she thought he wasn't going to do it, and he did it. And he ended up shooting her multiple times. And let me just say this. This is so unpopular. I think people are going to be so mad at me for saying it, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Say it, OT.
You know, do I feel sorry for this lady? If, in fact, she cheated on her husband, I don't feel sorry for her.
I would have to agree.
Just like if the roles were reversed and
I would have to agree.
He got into a conflict.
I can't agree.
We see dateline that's life. Episodes of this
you
all
can't
the time.
Take people life.
If you commit.
Actions have consequences.
If you cheat on your spouse.
Not death.
Bro.
Some do.
I think that every situation, if it's factual, meaning that you go to trial, you did it. They do the research. You knew the person did it. You confronted the person in the heat of passion argument, which is the argument that was in this case. I'm cool with it. You shouldn't be doing that to your spouse. You create so much.
I agree.
That's like doing something to somebody's kid. If somebody do something to your kid, that heat of passion exception all day long.
Oh, yeah, I get that.
My 13-year-old, somebody touched my.
That's touch. Nobody was physically touching
this. Yeah. I'm going to have to avenge my though. Son. I have to.
Yeah, that is different, OT.
And you can't blame a parent.
I'm sorry.
For doing that. Just the same thing with the spouse. So this guy ended up getting 10 years with the possibility of parole.
He needs better five.
That means 3 years. Because 10 years, you only have to do a percentage of your sentence to start with. And then you're eligible for parole. You may be eligible for parole earlier. And you can appeal. I mean, I doubt he will because he pled guilty. But anyway, people are outraged.
I'm sorry, OT. Life taken, you took the life, you get life. That's what I believe.
In my opinion.
I don't care if it's your spouse, your husband. Yeah, no. You don't kill.
I personally.
Unless it's for defense.
I see what happened. I agree with everything he said. I don't feel bad for her.
That's
insane, bro.
You have to feel bad.
I don't. And the jury reviewed the evidence, and they know.
They don't. You know,
that's just what it is.
No, some people are agreeing.
They said,
you know,
like you said, they said it was a heated of passion moment. 10 years, boom.
So if any heated and passion moment, that means everybody should get 10 years for killing somebody because I was heated in the moment. That's some emotional thinking ass shit.
That is stuff.
That. Tweet out. That's all I'm gonna say.
People have killed people and got less than 10 years. You can kill someone, get manslaughter, you're out in five.
But that's manslaughter. We physically watching them do.
Manslaughter is murder.
On accident. I thought manslaughter is on accident.
It's still murder though.
Manslaughter is this was intent behind it.
A cop killed a man and was charged with manslaughter.
I mean, you know, I mean, we know those are dirty cop cases all the time.
Something intentional, bro.
Manslaughter means you kill someone and you didn't plan.
But this, for a man to have the barrel down your wife's eyes and you kill him and you get 10 years,
ready.
And then some people say that they don't feel bad for her.
You're tweaking.
I cannot agree with what you think.
I can't agree.
I can't. Yeah,
I guess I'm tripping. I don't feel bad. You know, you cheated. You cheated.
I get it.
You betrayed your husband.
I do
he was
get
upset.
That.
He was obviously
I do get that.
Drunk.
He should have left her, bro. That's some emotional shit.
He leaves her. He leaves her. He loses.
That was some emotional shit.
He's going to lose. He's 10 years. He lost.
Facts.
At the end of the day, no way.
He doesn't have to serve. They don't know.
Now, you know what? Guess what?
Now his daughter, daughter in CPS now. His daughter lost. Life is messed up.
Who knows if he serves all 10?
Yeah, his daughter lost.
His daughter lost.
His daughter
can't we go nowhere. Her life messed up because he wanted to be emotional.
She can go to another guardian.
No, no, everybody knows it's wrong. Everybody knows. Yeah. Nobody's arguing.
I never said it was wrong, but do I feel bad for the woman?
No, that's what we arguing. Yeah, no. So people feel bad for the lady.
Yes,
you know,
I feel bad for her. There's no way for her to lose her life over something like that.
I feel bad for all three of the people in the situation.
I just don't agree. I feel bad for the daughter. That's who I feel bad for. But she lost her mom, and now her life's messed up forever.
No, but it is bad. It is terrible.
View the situation from an objective standpoint, I'm like, oh
man. I mean, people I'm not like her. I don't feel like the people that are saying this are actually like they don't feel bad for her. I feel like that's just an emotional way of thinking because it's like people mess up. If we're supposed to be living in the United States and we all are under God, that's not godly, like, to think someone should just lose their life because of a mistake.
Nobody said they agree with what happened. But when you assess the situation, like, do I think that, oh, poor her? No, I don't. I think the situation is bad. It's a very horrible situation. But do I pity the woman in the situation? No.
I can see why some people think that. Well, I agree with that.
I just feel like no life should have been lost over that situation. That was an emotional way to think.
It's a terrible situation. But am I looking at the situation like, damn, poor her?
No. I feel like poor her.
She wasn't a good person, clearly.
Yeah. I mean,
you betrayed your husband and destroyed your family.
Yeah. It was a bad thing to do.
He is feeling all type of different emotions, which led to him to do what he did, which was horrible. And that's why the jury of all women reviewed the evidence and gave him 10 years.
That's bad, though. If I put my life into this woman for 20, 30 years, and
the DA gave him 10 years, no. The jury just voted him to be guilty.
The jury, do you know what jury duty does?
All they do is say, guilty or not guilty, nigga. They don't tell how many years you get.
I'm pretty sure they play a factor in how the sentence goes now, for sure.
See, what I think is, though, like, all type of emotions will be running through a person that gets cheated on by their spouse and from a, you know, any year of how long ever y'all have been married. But to want to see your spouse dead. Because
I
would
just think about the kid.
It's not even about the kid, bro. I can't do this to the dead kid. If it wasn't no kid, bro. To see another dead. Yeah. Because this is someone that I love.
Yeah, I'll just get a divorce and take my leg.
Just crazy. Post sentence.
If that's how it's going down in America, at least I know it's going down like that now.
For 10 years,
if
that's
I get married, I guarantee I ain't going to do nothing because they get.
Yeah, me.
Your ass going to die and they going to get off like this.
Yeah, and that sucks. I think it's a horrible situation, but.
That is crazy.
Two bad people in the situation.
It was two bad people.
The real victim is the daughter,
yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just my final thoughts on that.
But anyway, people are outraged because of the amount of time he got, and they say Lil Tony got 45 years. Well, Lil Tony been in five shootings. Lil Tony is a prohibited possessor, and he was in a gang affiliation. Therefore, he's a part of a criminal syndicate, so he got more time. And people don't put those two together. Well, this dog got 10 years. This guy got 40. Look at the circumstances. Look at the laws on the books. Look at the
aggravating
circumstances, the mitigating circumstances. You put those things together, then you can make a determination of if this was fair or not. And you never, ever, ever can compare situations when you're talking about dealing with different states and different judges.
That is true.
And different jurors.
It's very true.
You cannot act like everybody in America is the same.
Oh, she
you
tweaked
go to
out.
The South where people are less... you know, afraid of guns and stuff like that, and people may be more sympathetic to this man. And to be honest, the jury was all women.
Dang, that's
all
crazy.
Female jury.
That's what's insane.
Jury deliberated on his sentence, and he only got 10 years. All
that's
women.
Crazy.
If this was somewhere in Eugene, Oregon, or somewhere,
he
probably got 3 life sentences. So you can't compare state by state.
Yeah, that is
if
very
the
true.
Same circumstance happened, and it was a black couple, same turnout, same jurisdiction, same judge, same jurors, different outcome, then we can make the argument that it's racist. But anyway, comment in the comment section. Let me know what you think about it. I know people don't agree with me, but I'm like, look, man, you taunt the man. You cheated on the man. Maybe he a dirtbag. I don't know. But I wouldn't if he's that bad of a dirtbag, I wouldn't be on camera talking trash to him, videotaping what he got a gun at. He pointing a gun at you and say, you finna go see Jesus. And I can't guarantee she wouldn't see Jesus if she's cheating on her husband. But that's nor here nor there. That's not up to me. That's up to the Lord. I'll see you guys on the next one. Go to Tatum Plus if you want to see the video. Thank you guys for watching.
Damn, that's a tough situation right there.
Man. Yeah,
I agree with everything he said. Based on the evidence,
I do too.
I still stand on what I feel too.
I agree 100%. Everything he said is my exact thoughts on the situation.
He has truth into what he said. I might have a little things he might have said I didn't agree with.
The only person I feel bad for in the situation is the daughter.
I feel like he tweaked out emotionally.
She lost both her parents, and her life is ruined forever. That's horrible. I feel bad for her.
That's insanely horrible for her, man.
But you out here cheating on your husband? Hey, that's
I ain't getting married. It bring too much drama.
Just to be able to think that, you know, they can kill me. They can kill me and get off. But the thing about it is, like, he's not even thinking about his daughter in that situation.
Not at all. That's what I said.
Like, if I go to jail, she's definitely going to have to be watched over by someone else. And she loses. So think about it. She loses her mother. Then she loses me. And is she going to forgive me?
Exactly. She already came out and said, I lost both parents that day. The man who's my dad died that day for what he did to to my mom. That's what she said.
Damn.
She said, I don't believe I'll be able to forgive him.
The picture images in my head is just like when he fired the gun. Think about it, it's a shotgun. He's seen his wife on the ground, that's crazy. A puddle of blood. I just can't. Yeah, man.
Reality hit his ass.
It was two sick people.
I wonder what happened. If he called the police or if someone else called the police or what happened.
Two sick people in that situation, guys. Let us know what y'all think about this situation. We're out of here.